Hey, well, prepare yourself, guys. Welcome to another episode of Talking Through the Media, your home for reactions and reviews by fans for fans. I'm your host, Chris Fagan. Welcome back on a Friday. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the news for Deadpool. You will not be required to do any homework. That's right. You won't have to watch any of the old shows or old movies that came before to enjoy Deadpool. That came from the director himself. Also, there's some news and some development about the Social Network sequel, a possible sequel on that. And joining me to talk about all that and more on a Friday for the first time, but hopefully not the last time, because she said in the contract that, you know, she's a superstar and must have a lot of screen time. Lana Marie, hey, how are you doing?
I don't remember all of that.
Oh yeah, it was in pre-production. Remember? Yeah, the very very hush hush, very very technical stuff. Don't worry about it.
Gotta read the fine print. Gotta be
more careful and read that fine print. Got to always. I'm always trying to keep people on their toes. But Lana is here for the first time to help us out. She's also a streamer and a cosplayer herself, among other things, actor. And well, you know what? Let me shut my mouth and I'll let her explain that. But before we get into that, guys, remember, hit the like, subscribe button. Let us know what you guys think at all time. If you join us in the live chat, interact with the poll question that we have. If you send a super chat to support us, remember, the robot will read your and speak your comments always if you send a super chat. So on any of the topics you want, or if you just want to just interrupt us and just type in Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, you can go ahead and do that all you want to. The robot will read it if you send a super chat. If you want to become a member to support the channel, you can do so. It really does help us out. A patron and a member, you can always have your voices heard. All of our members and patrons as well, you get first priority. We love our members. We love our patrons. Guys, without further ado, let me go back to our co-host. Uh-oh. This is the interview portion of it. This is where I'm going to put on the spot. So, Lana Marie, would you please tell the audience a little bit about you?
Okay. Let's see. Well, I started out as an actor, doing voice acting, doing theater and all that stuff. And then later, I somehow came across costume design through theater and became a cosplayer and made my own creations. And then it just kind of went all over the place, from acting to costumes to streaming and all of that.
For streaming, what do you do online for streaming?
I do like retro beat 'em ups, hack and slash, and whatever like random findings that I thought was funny, and I decided to play that day.
That's awesome. This is a funny story about how we met. I think we did meet, and I'll bring this up a little bit later. We met at Comic Palooza, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
As you guys can see in my lower third, I'm going to remind you guys, I will be Talking Through the Medias will be podcasting live at Comic Palooza this year. It was my first time ever going to Comic Palooza, and I was wearing my Ruby Rod from the Fifth Element costume, a costume that I was not going to wear. I was embarrassed to wear that. I was like, I don't think anybody's going to care. I really didn't think so. I didn't think anybody would care about me being
that
Ruby
character.
Rod.
It's that character. And you looked great. It was one of my favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies as well. And the second I walked out of the bathroom, because I went into the bathroom to change, and I came out, and I didn't take five steps before I heard, "Ruby Rod!" it was every 2-3 minutes, and my wife was like, "Well, I bet you're happy now that I told you," because she convinced me. She said, "Wear this costume." And I wish I had the picture up, but I forgot to pull it up. The picture that you took. Do you remember that day at all? Anything from that day?
I remember seeing Rudy Raw, and that's what I remember.
I couldn't remember, was that right before or was it after I met Tabitha when Lilu? Because did you also bump into Tabitha in her Lilu costume? Because I believe she remembered you.
I think I saw her, but I didn't get to like really like stay in the area, I think, very long. Because I think I was headed for something else because I was also doing like interviews.
Okay.
Because Peek-a-Pool? Because I was interviewing people as Peek-a-Pool, and I just remember like running all over the place.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to get a picture of Rudy Rod, though. I have to.
I was so shocked that it got that much attention. And guys, if you don't know, Comic Palooza is a cosplay comic book celebration, movies, all types of nerdy stuff celebration that happens here in Houston. And it's become this channel's like main event. It's become our WrestleMania, our Super Bowl, our NBA Finals, if you will. And this year we're going, like I said, we're going back again, and we're going to be podcasting. But this year you said you don't believe you're going to be out there this time.
I'm not sure yet, because I think there may be something else coming up around the same time period. You know how all these events, they're all like one right after the other.
Well, I mean
it's good, but we have more activity going on than we used to.
Right. So. Well, I mean, like if this, like I said, if this show goes well, if this podcast and stream goes well, and if you have a good time here on the show, and if we want to come back again, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a podcast pass in your future. You never, if like, hey, Chris, I think I do want to go. I got you covered.
So, I don't know. Like, maybe I'll consider it.
No, she's like, in that case, what was that on Ace Ventura when nature calls? $10,000. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, I mean, I can already feel the vibe. Look, if you want to come there and sit down on the panel with us and do the show that we're doing right now, do it there. We'll do it live.
Oh no, not live.
Yeah, we are live. Hey, we are live. We are live. The guys, she's not okay. So you're only used to going live like on Twitch when you're doing.
Doing video games, so I'm concentrating on that.
Yeah, but Lana says she's kind of feels like she's been put on the spot right now. Guys, and for everybody that's listening right now in the podcast, Lana Marie, she's very professional right now. She's trying to keep her composure, but she's sweating buckets right now. It's ridiculous what I'm seeing right now, guys. You don't want to see this. No, I'm just joking. No, you're fine. You're doing great. This is fine. We're fine. With all that out of, we're going to talk about some other stuff, with Lana and her cosplaying as well. But before we move on to the first topic of the night, is there anything else that, like you said, you were, doing a little acting. What's anything interesting from the acting side of it? Some Hollywood gossip stories that you have?
I don't know about gossip. I just, for me,
whenever anybody says, I forgot to tell you, whenever anyone says, for me on this channel, there's a soundboard that I put, a button that I push. Where the cart, where Kim, because that's a Kim Kardashian line. I feel like for me, you know, so whenever anybody says that, I push this button and you hear Kim Kardashian go, for me. So I'm just warning you, I will be pushing that button on you. So, oh, I'm sorry. What was that you were saying about a fashion show? What was it?
No, I was saying, I don't know what's going on. I know, like, there's ships. Course going around in the industry, so some things are a little slower than, you know, getting up there because it's just that time of year.
Yeah,
for me I've been trying to, you know, focus on voice acting and film, and in between I do my costumes, and hopefully I can get back to my streaming like regular or be a part of your show. Maybe.
She said maybe. Just maybe. Well, but I feel like I feel like we're off to a great start. Hey,
I mean, yeah,
we got we have your resume on file.
I did lie. No kidding.
It's like, I'm sorry, Chris. I read the fine print, and your establishment is not professional enough for me.
Now
I'm gonna be in the back of my head where I'm like, don't say the for me.
Oh no! Oh no! It will happen. It will. I'll manifest. Guys, put for me in the chat and make sure that we manifest these for me's. Vote for the question. I have also a polling question up. Will Deadpool make $1 billion? And speaking of Deadpool. you like that segue?
Well, no, I voted when I saw the pop-up for it. I voted.
Oh, you voted? Oh, what did you vote? What do you think? What do you think? Will Deadpool make $1 billion?
No. No kidding.
How?
I'm kidding.
I have two questions for you. Number one, how dare you?
Well, at first, I took it like literally, as in Deadpool and not the movie. So at first, I was thinking, are you asking? My brain went somewhere completely where I was like, no, Deadpool is going to have something happen to him where he gets screwed up and then he's not going to get anybody. But I was like, where did my brain go? That's not what you heard.
Okay, I meant to say Deadpool and Wolverine. You know what? Okay, you know what, Lana? Touche. I said touche, not toupee. Okay. I have a lot of experience with semantics. Okay, so I don't need you to like lure me into this circular maze of logic and technicalities. Okay, all right. I got a show to run. Okay. So I feel like
for me,
we need to let's move me out of this sand pit of this parade of my pain that you're trying to orchestrate here. All right, first topic of the day, guys. Okay, so for everyone who does not know, the director of Deadpool and Wolverine director confirms no MCU homework will be needed in order to enjoy the Deadpool and Wolverine movie that's coming this summer, actually. Let's see. Sean Levy promises his Marvel movie will be accessible to all fans. This comes in from the comicbook.com. And let's see, he goes on to say, let me see if I have his quote here. He was quoted into saying, and I got to remember, I keep forgetting I have to share this image with you, but I don't know. You can't see what I see, but I'm going to read it out to you. Sean Levy was quoted on saying, I was a good student in school. I'll do my homework as an adult, but I am definitely not looking to do homework when I go to a movie. Levy explains, I very much made this film with certainly a healthy respect and gratitude towards the rabbit fan base that has speak fluency in the mythology and lore of these characters and this world. But I didn't want to presume that. This movie is built for entertainment with no obligation to come prepared with prior research. That comes from the director of Deadpool and Wolverine. I'll start off. So for me, this is good news, because I feel like this is a mistake that a lot of the MCU movies as of late has made. One in particular overall stands out. Even though I enjoyed the movie, the Marvels made this mistake where if you did not watch WandaVision, if you did not watch Ms. Marvel, you were left in the dark on who these characters were and what they were all about. They didn't recap it as well as, for example, like Ed Norton's Hulk movie, where he was already the Hulk. We didn't have to go once again back into how he became the Hulk. The movie began with a lot of flashbacks that led us, okay, this is what happened to him. Now let's go. And I feel like that was one of the things that the Marvels missed on, even though I enjoyed the movie. So this news is good. You don't have to watch any of the old X-Men movies and to enjoy Deadpool and Wolverine, even though Wolverine is a big part of it. And it looks like they're going to pull in a lot of references from past movies. But despite that, we won't have to have seen those movies to get the joke. But I'm pretty sure that if you did see those movies, the jokes will land a little better with you, if that makes sense. Lana, what do you think about this news that Sean Levy says, the director for Deadpool and Wolverine, that you will not have to do homework to enjoy this movie? Are you excited about this? Or is it like, meh?
No, I'm excited. It looks like they're doing something different. Mm-hmm. Like they may be pulling from a multiverse quite a bit. So the stories may not even match like what we've grown up with anyway.
Right.
So there would be no reason to go back. Because, I mean, they give away like a few little hints in there.
Any chance of Peekapool being in this movie? Will you be making that cameo?
I'm no.
I don't believe you.
I would, but no.
I don't believe you. I know you're there. I know you and Kevin Feige are colluding. Colluding.
I wish.
That MCU money. Yeah. But guys, I mean, you guys are you were voting in the chat. What did you said you voted as well? What was the poll at the last time? Right. Do you believe that Deadpool and Wolverine, Deadpool 3, will make $1 billion in the box office?
I don't know. I think it's going to do well, but I don't know. Like, I don't. How was the last movie? How well did it do?
Well, ironically, I mean, for being a rated R film, both Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2 were around like $800-900 million, knocking on the door. Like, so the Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2 are two of the highest grossing R-rated films of all time. They're up there, but they've never reached a billion.
You would think also with the added effect of Wolverine being in there,
right,
add some extra attention.
Well, what a thing that works again? Okay, well, all right. Oh, wow. Okay, we're gonna get into it. All right, let's nerd out. But what works against it is that there's been this decline lately in quality with Marvel lately. And no, I'm not one of those. It's because everything is turning into the MCU. I'm not one of those guys. Those guys get on my nerves. No, I'm not. I'm not. Everything is woke. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy. I know for a fact it's because when Bob, the previous owner of Disney, took over, and Bob Chapek, he overworked all of his producers like Kevin Feige because he wanted content for Disney Plus, and the quality of what was being produced during his era was compromised. So those were the movies and TV shows that we were getting because Kevin Feige went on Man of Steel.
Wow.
That was good. That's just a little fun fact. All right, guys, let us know what you guys think. The poll is still up on my. It shows that a couple people have voted on it, but I can't see the results. Maybe if I click on it, maybe it'll help me. Let's see if I can pull it up real fast. 75% of you say no, it will not make $1 billion. But I choose to believe that it's because I made a typo and you guys thought I was talking about Deadpool 1. But Deadpool 3 will make $1 billion. So, yeah. So 25% of you are correct. 75% of you are idiots. Okay. No, I'm just joking. But I think it'll make $1 billion. I think it'll make $1 billion. Comment below. Let me know what you guys think. I appreciate you guys for lending your voice. And let's, like I always say, let's keep talking. All right. With that down and out, let's move on to the next topic of the night. Okay, so this just came in. It says that Aaron Sorkin, writer, is writing a potential Social Network sequel. We were just talking about this before the show started. You were surprised about this. You didn't even know anything about this. He goes, it's a sequel that could be titled "I Blame Facebook for January 6th." This comes in from The Hollywood Reporter. The West Wing creator says he's working on a spiritual sequel to the 2010 hit that examines how Facebook's algorithm has. But there you go. And I'm pretty sure that's exactly what this article is talking. It's touching up on how Mark Zuckerberg, because he's been in front of Congress multiple times. Like the argument that social media is affecting like young women, for example, and put an impact on how young girls are being affected. What about? I know that probably is going to be included in this if this gets made. What do you think about that?
What part? I'm sorry.
The argument that social media how it's affected the psyche of like young. Female teens.
Yeah, like their self-image.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's like anyone that goes on Facebook, you see all these things that are happening, and you think, well, this is not happening in my life.
Right.
You know, so what am I doing wrong, and how can I be like that? Or they feel bitter, and they want to attack. You know. I don't know. Social media is pretty dangerous.
and being that Facebook also owns Instagram. You know, that was one of the one of the things that was attacked as well. Zuckerberg has been had to speak in front of Congress a lot on this issue. So how they affected, you know, the 2016. So I got this picture up right now of I don't know if you can see. I don't think you can see it. What I got.
I think he did just fine for that role. Like, I think it was pretty convincing.
The guy who on this image right now. Let's see if I can. I'm trying to pull it up here. Let me see if I can show you. The guy who played, who could play this dude that from January 6th? Can you see this guy?
Yes.
The guy, I don't know if you recognize that guy. That was one of the guys who stormed the Capitol.
Oh, no.
That's what he was wearing. That's him. Who was influenced, and I believe when he was convicted, he said that, you know, he was influenced by all the fake news that was being fed to him about the election being stolen and stuff, and that's why he was out there. And when he was,
Jesus.
And that's what he was wearing right there. Who do you see, right? What actor do you see playing that character?
Oh man,
you see a Ryan Gosling? Do you see a?
No.
This guy came out with a bison helmet. I don't know, an American flag. I forgot what his name was. He had a weird name as well, but he blamed. But Facebook was pretty much what was blamed. That and you know what? Here's my other prediction. If this movie gets made, here's what I predict. At the end of it, they're going to open the door for a part 3.
Oh, no.
Where the whole battle between Facebook and TikTok begins. No. That's my prediction.
Social Network Fantasia.
What was that?
Are they bringing back Nine Inch Nails for the soundtrack?
That, I mean, because you were saying before the show you enjoyed Social Network because of that, right?
Well, part of it, yeah. I was very curious, like, because I saw that they said that they were doing the entire soundtrack from the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, I heard it. You can hear the beats of, like, Nine Inch Nails, so, or at least Trent and Atticus. I think I said his name right.
They're
made for cinematic.
Look, if they do, I know one thing. If they do bring them back, we're stronger together. we're gonna have the hand that feeds. I'm just saying Nine Inch Nails albums right here.
They did specific, like, it's for the movie, so you can actually find like the Social Network soundtrack.
I'm pulling it up right now. Nine Inch Nails. Let me pull it up right now. Social Network.
It may be under just their names instead of the band.
Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, The Social Network.
Yes.
Handcovers Brew. Oh, I did not know. Oh, Handcovers Brews, a familiar taste. Intriguing possibilities. So they did the whole soundtrack.
Yes.
Holy, I did not know that.
They also did, what was that show, TV show? Watchmen.
You said The Watcher? So that you're watching and listening to right now is episode 294. I'm going to try to do enough episodes to where the 300th episode will be at Comic Palooza. So if you guys are in the Houston area, if you like cosplay, if you like anime, if you like geek culture, if you like comic books and all those things and want to meet some great people in the cosplay world, come out to Houston, Texas, and join us on May 24th through the 26th. We will be cosplaying and podcasting live at Comic Palooza. And we're going to do some giveaways. And during our show, it's at 3, I think it's at 3 p.m. on Friday. So we're going to interview cosplayers. We're going to do our show. Join us. And we hope to see you guys there. Next week, I'll let you guys know. Next week, you see right here on the lower third, we have a special guest. David Smiley will be here in studio. He is officially our cosplayer of the year. That we gave him that accolade on our blog. And he's going to join us next week and talk about his experience at Comic Palooza and his experience at other conventions as well, and his experience as a cosplayer on right here on our show. So we look forward to having him here. So guys, come join us out, and I hope to see you guys there. Now, speaking of cosplay, speaking of all that good stuff, Lana. But we're starting with the runner-up. What do we got?
Runner-up is Juri from Street Fighter.
What was it about this character that you love so much? And why didn't it make the top five?
Well, just because it's so hard to like pick, because I have like over 50 like costumes that I've made, and they all like, it just changes constantly, like my boots. So it's hard to pick one.
Look at this, right? Is this another, in this image, is this another Street Fighter character that you were here with?
This is my boyfriend. He was dressed as Harang from Tekken.
Ooh, Tekken. So Tekken versus Street Fighter.
Yeah, because they both do Taekwondo, so.
Okay, all right, so what do we got after that? At number five on your list, at number five, it was Rogue. Rogue was here at your number five. Tell us a little bit about this cosplay here.
There's me, and then there's my lovely Gambit boyfriend, the same person that dressed up as Harang.
I'm sensing a theme. There's a pattern here.
One of my favorites. It took me a while to make that jacket. I had never messed with leather before, so that was...
Oh, you made?
Okay, Sindel is number four.
All right. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this one, I'm like, where do I start on this one? She's just like, I love Mortal Kombat characters, and I've done, like, my goal is to do like every single one of them. Because it's like in the game, she was one of my mains for a time. Frost was one of them. It's like it switches constantly. But Sindel, I love how that she could just scream at you or wrap the hair and like do interesting things. Probably sounds like crazy for anyone that wouldn't know Mortal Kombat.
Have you done Frost yet? I can see you doing Frost.
Oh, I have. Like, okay. It's just, I need to update her, so she usually would be like probably number one right now. Because she was one I did often.
Okay. All right, and moving on to the next one.
Number three is Catwoman. So this one has a long history because it's one of the first cosplays that I ever did. That, like, I was determined. I was like, this is my dream cosplay. And I started off, because we're in Texas.
Yeah.
I started off with spandex instead of leather because I was like, I don't want to die.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
And I stitched it, like, wearing it with yarn, like, in the first outfit. it has gone through so many.
And you made this costume as well.
Yes. Even though you're two different costumes in the picture, but yeah. Yeah, she was one of my favorite animes. Robots, and I loved all of the like science fiction robots that were like realistic, and even though it's not so fun now with AI and everything,
it's too close to home now.
Yeah, but back then it was like I was fascinated by it, and you know, even though it's kind of scary because like I liked things like Terminator, and you know, even though that was like something that you don't want to happen in the future.
Exactly.
But and she was like one of my, yeah, like one of my favorite animes. I love the character. And it's just the whole, like, you know, atmosphere of it. The way the art used to be back then in animes.
Exactly. No, it looks great. You do a great job. It's killer. And last but not least, number one, their favorite. This is your favorite cosplay. Let us know what it is and why it's your favorite.
Melina, Mortal Kombat 1.
Dun dun dun. Melina wins.
Like this costume, head to toe. Like sometimes, like I make the whole costume. But I don't make shoes or the weapon or like, no, this head to toe and like the things in my head, the thing on my ear.
There you go. Well, let's just to recap it real fast. One more time, starting with number five. Well, what do we got here?
Oh, are you waiting on me?
Oh, I can do it. I can do it for you. At number five, we had what? Sindel? From Mortal Kombat, number four, you had Rogue. Number three was Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer. Number two, Major Ghost in the Shell. And number one was, what's her name again? Melina. I literally was about to say Selena. Could you do a merge or could you do a Selena Melina thing? And she fights you, mini bitty bumba.
Oh no!
You did a great job with these. These are awesome. These are awesome. So you sew, or how do you put it all together?
I sew. I glue. I bleed.
No, I feel you. I'm with you on that because my wife, Joy, she also sews. She makes. She does scrub hats and what she makes. She has a her own business called Scrub Hats and More by Joy. She's a nurse, so she makes things like that. And she's more customized. Yeah, it's all the time. She got people watching, but there are not a lot of people watching on YouTube. Mostly on everything else. So no, I don't see any. Yeah, there's people watching in like Instagram mostly. But no comments in YouTube. So we don't have anything set up for the by fans for fans portion of the show. So no comments there. And that's not a problem. If you ever anytime if you guys want to comment or send a super chat or anything like that, and you do, that's awesome. If you don't, if you just comment after the fact, or if you comment on the podcast or on the YouTube videos after the fact, after the live stream, that's cool too. But guys, thank you guys who did watch us live and who did vote and lend their voice on the voting poll and join us as we talked about the topics today and as we talked with our guests who I hope I didn't make this experience too weird or too awkward and that Lana will return someday again. Hope you had a good time with this. And if people want to reach out to you online and find all of your work and everything that you're about online, where can they do that?
LanaMarieLife.com or just anything, Lana Marie Life, because I'm everywhere.
She is everywhere. She is, if you say her name three times in the mirror, that she will appear.
Maybe.
I got Like I said, guys, don't forget, like I said, hit the like, subscribe button. Let us know what you guys think at all time. Don't forget, I'm going.
Here or here? Thanks for watching. Ah, stop being NC-17.